Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
For Monday, June the 5th, here's what people are talking about. There's a guy running for president from around here, or at least that announcement is coming up. We have his brother at the bottom of the hour, live. There is a lot to talk about with the Muncie Public Library. You'll get that later this morning on our weekly show. And Julie Metzger is one of our Munsonians in focus with Dr. Joe later on today. Good Monday. It's 8:06 with Emily Guffey in the Axia Command Center. Steve Lindell talking about item number one. Let's go to the local news summary as my mom in Minnesota just clicked on. We want to make sure that she knows and everyone knows all the news stories that I'm reporting on in East Central Indiana on all of our Woof Boom radio stations and now on WMUN. The Ball State baseball team lost 13-5 to West Virginia, eliminated from the tournament, finished the season 36-23 record. Indiana 9, both directions between US 35 and Indiana 37. Marion area road is closed. Emergency repairs in progress until June 10th at about noon. NDOT didn't specify what was being fixed. The story behind the story. This week begins the latest round of mentorship jobs for Muncie kids. Here's Jason Haney.
We're thrilled to be a part of this program. Eco Rehab has been around for 14 years as a Ball State immersive learning course is how we got our start. So education has always been at the forefront of what we do. And the last few years, we've run a program called STEP, Skilled Trades Education Program, which is now part of a youth build. Many other organizations in town. And we take those youth 16 to 24 and help teach them construction skills and get a job out in the real world.
That from the new WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show recently. It's our Monday preview now.
The week ahead.
Monday, a couple of visitors to the White House. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen will meet with President Biden. The president will also welcome Super Bowl 57 champions, the Kansas City Chiefs. Also Monday, Apple begins its annual Worldwide Developers Conference. Tuesday, the 2024 Republican presidential field adds another candidate. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will be announcing his bid in New Hampshire. Wednesday, two more GOP candidates for president jump into the race. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is expected to announce in his state, while former Vice President Mike Pence will be making an announcement in Iowa. Thursday, unreleased Prince music will premiere at the Paisley Park celebration. The busy week at the White House continues. President Biden will meet with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. They're also expected to hold a joint press conference. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
And two things you didn't know yesterday. The official state drink of Nebraska is Kool-Aid. And it's believed to be the world's first online wedding held on a CompuServe CB channel in 1983. And this year at the Indiana State Fair,
we're going to be introducing an unaccompanied minor policy.
Anna Welchel from the State Fair Commission says that means anyone who's under 18 has to be accompanied by a parent, legal guardian, or chaperone who's 21 or over to enter the fair starting 6 p.m. the days the fair is open, starts July 28th. A split decision between your senators in Washington on the debt ceiling bill, which passed the U.S. Senate on Thursday. Kurt Darling reports.
Senator Mike Braun voted against it.
We should not be flirting with this year after year when we know it's going to happen anyway. And until we put real reforms into the system, expect the same.
Speaking on the Senate floor before the vote, Senator Todd Young voted in favor of it, saying in a statement afterwards that the bill doesn't go as far as he would like, but it's a compromise for now that ensures the U.S. avoids a default on its debt. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
Governor Holcomb is traveling to France and Portugal. John Herrick has that.
It's a trip that's being paid for in private donations to the Indiana Economic Development Corporation. Holcomb says it's all about learning from both countries to help Indiana grow its economy as it pertains to life sciences, technology, motorsports, and more. It starts when he goes to Portugal, then makes his way to France June 7th. This is his 15th international trip as governor. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
And love is in the air for humans and their four-legged companions as the Marion County Clerk's Office prepares to support animals in need while helping people marry or renew their vows.
The Paws and Promises Wedding Fundraiser will be held Tuesday, June 13th. This means that wedding ceremonies and vow renewals held between 9 a.m. and noon will benefit the Friends of Indy Animals. All ceremonies will be performed outside the city-county building on Luger Plaza, and you are encouraged to reserve your spot in advance. Instead of paying an officiant's fee, you are asked to bring at least $50 to donate. And you may bring your own pet to the ceremony, but pets must stay on leashes or in kennels. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
Quoting, in April, due to unmet contract obligations with our current waste management provider, Prairie Creek Reservoir Park began the process of switching to a new waste management service, unquote. Those the words on a social media post from City of Muncie, which went on to say the new company has provided additional dumpsters. The staff is working to facilitate a smooth transition to the new service. Pictures from the public showed overflowing waste management dumpsters.
I'm Peter Colleen. A Muncie man facing a felony charge over allegations that he beat a child with a belt. The Star Press reporting 33-year-old Gary Lee Cooper III is charged with battery resulting in bodily injury to a person less than 14 years of age. He allegedly beat that child back on March 24th. Town of Pendleton will be improving various roadways between June 2nd and June 12th. The work is weather dependent and will include milling, resurfacing, heavy patching, and chip sealing. DC Construction will communicate scheduled paving dates to residents and business owners, and property owners will have access to their properties during that construction.
This week marks 79 years since D-Day, when the U.S. and its allies landed nearly 160,000 soldiers along the French coastline to fight Nazi Germany in Normandy.
The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
General Dwight D. Eisenhower, the Supreme Allied Commander of the Allied Expeditionary Force, who later became the U.S.'s 34th president. More than 9,000 Allied soldiers were killed and wounded, but their sacrifice described by historians as the beginning of the end of World War II. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
What are the Colts doing now? George Bremer, insider from the Herald Bulletin.
A lot of this right now is just, you know, basic classroom stuff. You're taking what they've been learning since April in the meetings and putting it out there on the field now. So, you know, the speed, the intensity, the competitive nature of it, nowhere near where it's even going to be in training camp. But it's important first steps for these guys. You know, for a lot of them, they're still learning how to practice. And again, even, you know, it's a young team, so there's a lot of guys that are just adjusting to the NFL. But even the veterans on this club, you're still trying to learn Shane Steichen.
Was on the Daily Power Hour sports talk show recently on the new WMUN. And Craig Ulrey, 13-year-old 7th grader from Heritage Hall Christian School in Muncie, was knocked out of round one of the Scripps National Spelling Bee last week. Whippoorwill got him. Condensation was the word that got him to D.C., and other words spelled correctly in the local competition included flout, endure, condemn, heredity, and lithophone.
I don't even know what that last one means. That's our local news summary. I suppose I could Google it. This is WMUN's Delaware County Today. Steve Lindell. Tomorrow, I'll be on location. That is item two today. Muncie on the Move is moving. That's a Chamber of Commerce breakfast event that happens every other month. And normally it's on Wednesdays, but they bumped it to a Tuesday for this recurrence because there is a scheduling conflict at the Horizon Convention Center downtown the original Muncie. We're in the big, big room again today. If you went last time, 2 months ago, it was in that same exact location. They will do the same setup again, hope for a big crowd. If you've never been to Muncie on the Move breakfast, it's the Muncie Delaware County Chamber of Commerce's event that they've been doing forever that basically connects you to your community. There are movers and shakers in the room. There are curious onlookers, most of which are chamber members, but non-members are also welcome to attend. You pay a little bit more for the ticket at the door or in advance. And there's also a way to get a season pass that saves you some money for business people. Just check with any of the Brendas or Elizabeth Roray or anybody with the Muncie, Delaware County Chamber of Commerce to get you involved. We are live on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams. And supposed to be on Alexa, play WMUN, though I just saw all of our listeners online go off. Lots of times what that means is we've lost our internet connection as far as the stream audio is concerned. I will refresh that studio clock right now and see if perhaps various people are online. We had Chicagoland, we had Minnesota, of course, previously mentioned, and several other spots. Again, most people listening are on terrestrial radio, 92.5 FM, the AM and all that, with news and information talking about what matters to you in your community. Do I sound a little nasally today? Is it just me in my head, or is it, I do? All right. Sorry about that. It's not really humid. In fact, the weather is also item three, what people are talking about. Widespread haze is mentioned in the forecast for today before maybe 9 or 10 this morning. Otherwise, sunny 81. What a day it was yesterday. I spent the vast majority of the day in the backyard cooking stuff. In fact, I called Mama in Minnesota while I was cooking stuff and couldn't get through. Perhaps she was out partying or something. She does that from time to time. There is also a haze mention for tonight and first thing tomorrow morning. Internet's just restored, by the way. I see the streams popping back up. 82 will be the Tuesday high. Finally, some rain mentioned in the forecast. However, it is a teeny tiny chance in Muncie, Delaware County, late Tuesday night and for the maybe the first half of Wednesday. But again, don't expect a lot of anything. It is very dry. My sister Sherry, side note here, I did phone my sister Sherry in Portland, Oregon. I did the video call thing from the backyard. I showed her the yard yesterday, and the first thing she said was, "Mow your grass." I had just mowed it the day before, but I mowed it high because it's dry and there's no rain expected, that it's sizable. So I was trying to keep the grass, you know, happy and everything. You're living vicariously on Monday morning at 8:18 a.m. Eastern Time through My Little Stories. Bottom of hour, Congressman Greg Pence will be our guest on the POTS system, plain old telephone. That is forthcoming. Yes, of course, I will ask him about his other brother, who is supposed to be making an announcement later this week. I'm certain you've heard of that. It's making news. We have more coming up through the hour, 8 to 9 a.m. every weekday. This is Delaware County Today on WMUN.
Our first addition to the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie, the all-new Delaware County Today, with Steve Lindell.
On this fifth day of June, birthdays around here, just in case you're curious, Ryan Larrabee, I see Angela Swearingen, I see Loretta Marsh, Brady Young, Kendra Burgess, Emily Bell, not Emily Guffey, Morgan Prather, I wonder if they're having pizza, Pete Dahl, y'all, sponsor of WMUN and Wolf Boom Radio Stations. Financial expert Susie Orman is 72. Kenny G is 67. I wonder how old his saxophone is. Mark Wahlberg is 52. And there's some other people on this list that I don't know. This is WMUN's Delaware County Today. Item number three, we're up to that. Tomorrow is D-Day. Nancy and I watched a special, like a documentary last night. We just came across it. It was a lot of history about D-Day, and I learned some things that I probably should have known before about the history of our country, but that is an important day in our country's history. Tomorrow is D-Day. We might have some more coverage on that during our Delaware County Today show, which, by the way, tomorrow on the 6th of June will be on location. The Muncie on the Move breakfast event. Again, a reminder, it's Tuesday this week, not Wednesday. If you go Wednesday, you'll be late by a day. and there will be no food. Regular timing and everything all the same, but just one day earlier than the typical Wednesday routine. Later this morning, our weekly show called 765businessjournal.com Radio will feature Akilah Nosakary, one of our sponsor spotlights. The Muncie Public Library sponsors that program and our website. Mike Rhodes, editor-in-chief of 765businessjournal.com. We plan on airing some great previous conversation portions with Elizabeth Rowray, the leader of the Muncie Delaware County Chamber of Commerce, during that show from 9 to 9:30. 9:30 till 10 a.m., the weekly show called All Kinds of People. Dr. Joe Mashevitz's guest today will be Julie Metzger. 8:24 now, as we look ahead towards the day, I call it a snapshot. Let's just kind of see what your day is shaping up to be like today.
It's June 5th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Hot Air Balloon Day. It's the oldest form of flight technology used for carrying humans following the first manned flight in 1783. The heated air inside the envelope has a lower density than that of the cold air outside, causing it to rise. In 1981, first cases of AIDS are reported. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention describing five cases of a rare form of pneumonia, a deadly immune deficiency disease which later became known as AIDS.
Singing sensation all over the country, Elvis Presley.
In 1956, Elvis Presley first performs Hound Dog live on TV on the Milton Berle Show. Also on this day in 1883, the first Orient Express leaves Paris. The legendary train journey from Paris to Istanbul featured in many works of popular culture, including Bram Stoker's Dracula and Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Later today, 4 to 5 p.m., the regular routine for Mark Forster. It's a sports talk show. It's called The Power Hour. News, sports, community talk. We have all of that and more on WMUN. Coming up, bottom of hour, guest on phone, Congressman Greg Pence forthcoming. Here's something that maybe he might want to know about, and I know I do too. Is your car spying on you?
It's Fox Wheels.
Much like our smartphones, our cars are also spying on us. With the average new vehicle now equipped with 1,400 microchips for things like GPS, Apple CarPlay, and other gadgets.
Cars are massive data collection devices, not any different than your laptop that we're on today or, you know, your phone.
Andrea Amico, the founder of Privacy for Cars, which deletes data from vehicles, including phone books and passwords, financial info, garage codes, and where you've been, just to name a few.
Yes, manufacturers have the right to sell it or share it.
The company's recently launched vehicleprivacyreport.com, where you can enter your vehicle's VIN number and see the list of data collected and potentially shared with the automaker and third-party vendors, which could also include biometrics collected by the car's microphone and camera. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
WMUN, an affiliate of Fox News Radio. You'll get updates before the top of the hour, each hour, every day, including following that story out of the D.C. area yesterday. Perhaps you didn't hear about it yet. There was a plane, a Cessna plane, that was flying in the direction of D.C., the White House, and or the nation's capital. They scrambled fighter jets, and it was quite a scene. They have a little more information about the investigation at this point this morning. You'll get those updates from Fox News Radio closer to the top of the hour. Also coming up, the lighter side of news, sometime before 9, the best and worst excuses for a sick day are out. You're not going to believe some or all of these. We're back in a minute on the Delaware County Today radio show on WMUN.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
On the Monday, June 5 episode, it's 8:31 Eastern Time. Let's switch live to a congressman's phone. He is Greg Pence, and we appreciate you for joining us every couple of weeks. Sir, how are you doing today?
Fabulous, now that I'm talking to you, Steve.
Oh, you're such a kiss-up. I like that a lot. You know, I heard some news that might happen later this week. Some other guy named Pence might be announcing something. Had you heard anything?
I heard a little bit as an aside, and you'll hear it first here. I will be headed to Iowa tomorrow. I was with my little brother, one of my little brothers, on Friday, and he asked me if I would go out there and help him out in his announcement. So that'll happen Wednesday. I'm not sure of the whole schedule yet. I believe he will announce in the morning, and then he's on a CNN town hall that evening. So he asked me to go help him, and I'm going to help him. It's pretty light week out in D.C. this week, so it's going to work out real well for me.
One of the things, Congressman, that we'd like to get your thoughts on again is a Tuesday, I think it is, a hearing, House Energy and Commerce Committee, having a hearing on AM radio being removed from vehicles. You sent a letter. You talked about that previously. What do you suspect might happen at this particular event on Tuesday?
Well, that's right. Bob Latta, who co-signed, co-led my letter, we had, I think, at least 100 Democrats, I'm a Republican, sign on to that letter. And we got a lot of compromise, I guess, or we woke up the big auto manufacturers about taking away AM radio and its emergency broadcast system out of cars, and so they're coming around on that. This hearing will actually kind of highlight that a little more. It's not my subcommittee, Steve, but I did get the ball rolling and got that done with the help of your association and a lot of other folks. And what's interesting is the Democrats I got on the bill were all from Detroit. Every single Detroit congressperson came on the bill and thanked me for it. So I think we'll get this done. It will either be put in, or the app in new EVs will be put in, where it'll be free to the person that buys the EV. It's really focused on new EV cars that AM radio would not be available in some of those. But we've got a lot of concessions so far. We got answers from every single one of the manufacturers, and this hearing's going to keep the pressure on.
Congressman Greg Pence is my guest on WMUN, the Talk of Muncie. I'm Steve Lindell. Were you in D.C. yesterday when they had that small plane situation, or were you at your home in Indiana? And what do you know about that?
No, I was back in Indiana. I came back Friday. I was out there for the debt ceiling vote last week. Yeah, and when I read about that, that's plain old bizarre.
Wow.
How that, I guess it's the family, it's tragically just the family of the owner of the plane company. It sounds pretty sad. There were young children in the plane. I don't know any more. Maybe okay. You know more about it.
They had to scramble fighter jets, as is typical when something like that is occurring and they can't communicate with the plane. The plane ended up crashing in Virginia, and everyone did perish on board that small plane. We'll find out more from Fox News Radio and their reporting closer to the top of the hour. My guest is Congressman Greg Pence on WMUN. I understand from my notes here, sir, that today maybe you're introducing, is it called Diagnostic Testing Preparedness Act? What's that?
We have an awful lot of, we have Roche in Indiana. We have a lot of medical device companies. And this is one that would expand the availability of diagnostic testing equipment for Medicare and Medicaid. Just kind of a simple thing that you got to get it included for people to be eligible to use some of this equipment. Yep, and how quickly science and technology happens in the healthcare industry. I'm on the health subcommittee. We've just got to make sure that futuristic opportunities to improve healthcare is incorporated in reimbursement.
Congressman Greg Pence is my guest on WMUN. Last week, the big story was the debt ceiling vote. You were a yes in the House of Representatives. Was that a foregone conclusion? Did you feel like you had to vote yes? Were you totally in favor of it? What's your stance on on that situation?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. It's probably, I voted yes before, but this one was a tough one. And what I did was what every congressperson, I hope, does. At the end, about 2 weeks ago, I went out and I sent out texts and emails, and we made phone calls and asked constituents what they thought about it. I was more of a no. I was yes on the bill that we sent, the Republicans sent to the White House. That was, but it seemed to me there is no debt ceiling. You know, you and I both know that. And that bothered me a great deal on this compromise. But it was interesting. I got one no in all of the outreach that we did. And most of the folks told me I had no choice. And it was interesting. I'd say probably about 25% of the folks weren't paying attention, which was interesting to me. This is something that we're kicking the can down the road. That's just a fact. Even Leader McCarthy says that. We did what we could. We got some concessions, but I'll tell the listeners it's not much. But we needed to move the ball forward and talk and legislate on other things, like you and I are talking about the AM radio, the fentanyl crisis, some bills we passed last week and the week before. You know, we can't just keep talking about the debt crisis when, frankly, the Senate wasn't going to do anything about it. They were going to pass it, and the White House was going to hold out till we moved it forward. But we'll have appropriations this summer and all the way to the fall where we can start whittling and fighting for cost reductions. And frankly, as you mentioned, I'm going to go out to Iowa. The only way to stop this out of control spending is take back the White House. And it comes down to that. Leader McCarthy was on a program this morning. You know, in the next 10 years, Social Security, unemployment, and transportation bill are all going, the funds are all going to run out of money. And we have to do something about these. We know they're going to run out. Frankly, they're already out of money. And it's just a matter of time before the games that they play at the Treasury, they don't have any cash left. Watch this week. You're going to see the Treasury actually issue a lot more notes and put a lot more cash in because we're already out of money. So sorry you got me on my soapbox, Steve, but that last week's bill didn't solve anything, but it certainly let us move the ball forward so we can get some things done and get onto appropriations starting this month.
Congressman Greg Pence from the 6th District of Indiana is my guest on WMUN. I understand you had some family time at a race recently, didn't you?
I did. I absolutely did. I took 5 grandchildren, 7 and under.
Woof-da.
7 was the oldest.
Wow. And I assume everyone had ear protection, of course, at the Indy 500. Were you happy with the way it ended? Because there were people that went both ways.
Well, it's a new day, I guess, in the Indy racing, right? I mean, it's going to be more dangerous, is my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, if it's going to stop every time there's a wreck, I think in the last 20 laps, which you and I have watched for many years, has always been when the big race occurs. Now you're just going to have to a free for all in the last 20 laps. And you know, if somebody wrecks and we stop and I catch up and go forward again. And so it's a new day, but that's racing. You know, in NASCAR, it's rubbed as racing. So that's what they're going to do here in the Indy, in my opinion, my humble racing opinion.
Last item here for the congressman. Tomorrow, as we are talking on June the 5th, is the anniversary of D-Day. Certain with your military background, you have some thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners this morning.
Yeah, that, you know, we remember everybody that gave their life. You and I have talked about people I knew that gave their life. And I hope this new generation learns the history and says a prayer and is thankful for the veterans living and deceased, and that gave us the freedom we enjoy every day.
Thank you for your service, sir, and have a good week as you continue your congressional work. Say hello to that brother guy. Tell him I'd like to get an interview. I don't know if he has anything to talk about, but, you know, if there's something that comes up that maybe he'd want to chat about.
He might this week.
Give him my number, will you?
I got it.
He doesn't answer my cell phone calls anymore. I think it's still in a lockbox somewhere in D.C. I don't know if he ever got that back.
A lead box.
Right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Same to you. Thanks, Steve.
Bye-bye. Absolutely. Congressman Greg Pence, our guest on WMUN's Delaware County Today. And more to come between now and the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. We'll have a Fox News cast update. We'll also have our weekly show called 765businessjournal.com radio. And then at 9:30, you'll hear us talking about all kinds of people. And a great guest today, Dr. Joe Moshevitz is the host, and Julie Metzger is his guest at 9:30 till 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It's 8:43. Good Monday morning on WMUN.
People are talking about the all-new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And this is the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Update 8:46 Eastern Time in Muncie, Indiana, USA. Listeners in Chicagoland, in northern Indiana. I see none from Florida or D.C. today. Last week, there was that one day we had listeners in Washington, D.C. We think it was the president and Veep. We're not sure. Update for our guest plan for today. Akilin Osakari will be rebooked as a guest at the future time for one of our sponsor spotlights. We hope everything is okay. We'll have thanks to Muncie Public Library and all of our sponsors from 9 to 9:30 on 765businessjournal.com radio. All right, so in case you missed this, it was a near miss over the weekend.
Securing America.
Saturday, a Chinese ship in the Taiwan Strait came within 150 yards of a U.S. destroyer conducting joint exercises with a Canadian ship in international waters. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin discussed the Chinese during a security conference in Singapore.
The United States does not seek a new Cold War, and competition must not spill over into conflict.
Last week, a Chinese fighter jet buzzed an American reconnaissance plane in international airspace. Austin reiterating that while the U.S. does not want confrontation,
we will not flinch in the face of bullying or coercion.
Some, though, want a tougher stance on China after actions dating back to the spy balloon, which traveled across the country several months ago. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio on ABC's This Week.
The administration needs to step up and make clear that China has identified itself as an adversary, and we're going to treat it as such.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today, 8:48, still to come before the top of the hour, some of the worst excuses for sick days. Wait till you get a load of this. All right, so every month has a health focus, or 10.
This is House Call for Health. June is Aphasia Awareness Month. The National Institutes of Health defines aphasia as a disorder that results from damage to portions of the brain that are responsible for language. It impairs the expression and understanding of language, as well as reading and writing. And it usually occurs suddenly, often following a stroke or head injury, but can also develop slowly as the result of a brain tumor or a progressive neurological disease. And it usually happens to middle-aged or older people, but can occur in children. If brain damage isn't severe, the Mayo Clinic says there are treatment plans. Speech and language therapy can help rehabilitate language skills. Some researchers are also looking into medications, whether it be alone or in combination with speech therapy. About 2 million people in the United States suffer from aphasia. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
WMUN's Delaware County Today. Lighter side of news. A survey in the UK from a human resource consulting company found that 1 in 3 workers there have used a creative excuse to take sick leave. Some of the reasons: my hamster died, I slipped on a coin, my fish is sick, And then here's one that I've never thought of. A can of corn landed on my big toe. I do not know if the sick leave was granted in any or all of those situations. Terminator. You know, the movie, it might be getting closer to real.
Fox on set.
Remember the original Terminator, the movie Killbot, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger? He was a robot skeleton covered with artificial human skin. Well, scientists at Stanford University say they've made the skin. They're touting it as the first ever multi-layer thin film sensor that, when punctured or ripped, can realign itself while it repairs. It's made of silicon and carbon and conducts electricity. It can sense changes in temperature and pressure. It stretches and contracts and continues to function when manipulated. In other words, it functions just like human skin. There's desires and design to make use of this tech in things like prosthetic limbs, but its creators are also expressing applications in robotics. And while that might conjure up images or even fear of armies of Terminators, it likely means non-humanoid robots that shapeshift, which may not sound any more reassuring. Think Terminator 2. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
I'm freaking out on WMUN. Delaware County Today, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. Free streams and on Alexa, like my mom, play WMUN. My sister Sherry, by the way, when I talked to her in the backyard, refused to tell her Alexa to play WMUN. She said, because it's too early, you know, because it's left coast time zone thing. Fox Director of Polling, Dana Blanton. Blanton has the latest polls now with Poll Paree.
This is Poll Paree with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
While the government recently declared an end to the U.S. emergency response to COVID-19, many believe it has changed us forever. Our Fox News survey finds only 1 in 10 say the virus hasn't changed things at all, but nearly 6 in 10 feel it permanently changed how we live in the United States. And because I like to highlight when partisans agree, majorities of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents believe we've been forever changed by the pandemic. Overall, 66% feel COVID is completely or mostly under control. That's better by 20 points compared to a year ago. Still, some feel the virus continues. About one-third say it's only somewhat or not at all contained. Republicans, Hispanic voters, and men are among those most likely to believe COVID is completely under control. Those most inclined to say it isn't include independents, black voters, and women. Our website hasn't changed. Visit foxnews.com/polls. I'm Dina Blanton. That's your Poll Paree.
On WMUN, Delaware County Today, the talk of Muncie, Indiana, USA, 92.5 FM, etc. The Chinese Space Agency announced that it has plans to send their country's first manned mission to the moon by 2030. Random question, do you wash your new clothes? When you get them at the store before you wear them, do you wash those clothes or just wear them off the hanger? Emily is non-responsive in the Axia Command Center. Normally, I'll get at least a facial gesture out of her. I got nothing but an eye roll. Emily will be covering tonight's Muncie City Council meeting. Muncie and city is Muncie. I just realized that if you squish the two words together. The Muncie City Council meeting in the council chambers downtown in the City Hall Auditorium. Emily will have a report for us tomorrow during our live broadcast, which will take place on location. She'll be in the Axia Command Center as usual. I will be at the Horizon Convention Center downtown Muncie. It's the Muncie on the Move breakfast event. The Muncie-Delaware County Chamber of Commerce has that every other month, typically on Wednesdays. This might be the first ever Tuesday instance. There's a scheduling conflict at the Horizon Convention Center, and that's okay. It's busy and needs to be. All right, that'll do it for our opening week broadcast of the Monday to Friday show called Delaware County Today. For Emily Guffey, for you listening wherever you are, thank you for doing so. Please do it again tomorrow. You can replay segments and shows on our website anytime, WMUNMuncie.com, WMUNMuncie.com. Back tomorrow morning, 8 to 9 a.m. on WMUN.